I think it's massively important for us to finish as strongly as what we are doing, and that, that's trying to get through these next two games unbeaten. Because you take it into the summer with you, We were very good last season with the way we finished, winning over two legs against Luton, and then obviously winning the final and having a good summer on the back of that. And I want to be doing the same this summer with, being unbeaten in these final two games.
Is it a little frustrating this run didn't come four or five games ago? Because then there would be genuine chances of maybe getting into those playoffs.
People get carried away when you put a run together at the end of the season like this and say, oh, if that and if this and if that, and there's supporters up and down the country that would be saying the same, or oh, if the referee hadn't gave that, or if we'd have got that decision, or if we'd have won two games. If's a big word in football, so I'm not one of them that looks back on it and focuses on that. I just concentrate on what we can control now, and that's the next two games.
And looking at them two games squad-wise, is it maybe a case of putting in some new blood for next season?
No, it's a case of keeping the momentum going that we've got, and the lads that have played in these last four games have been fantastic for us, and it would be very harsh on me to leave them out, because I just want to look at next season. I've got to finish this season off as strongly as we can, and the performances of the players, in particular that have got the shirt, have been very good. So it's a case of finishing as strong as we possibly can. That's the simple message.
You've got Shrewsbury on Saturday, then Rotherham. Are they obviously teams still got something to play for, wanting that momentum? Do you prefer it that way?
It's more the focus on us. I think we're dealing with Shrewsbury on Saturday, and they've been fantastic all season. To have pushed Blackburn and Wigan as hard as what they have, they've been the standout team after you take and consider the budgets that the other two clubs have got. And what they've done now is they've accepted, I think, that they're in the playoffs. They've looked at resting a few of the players to give them the best opportunity in the playoffs and tried different systems. But it's all about us on Saturday. We've won four on the trot. We've got an opportunity to try and win the next game, and that's everything that we focus on, and we'll be no different.
How are you looking next season? I know there's contracts, etc. Is it a case of
I
the
think
hard work
progress has
starts
been
now?
made. Yeah, progress has been made this week in terms of sitting down and talking with some of the players. But it's like anything. If anybody that comes in for you that's a bigger challenge or in a higher league, then and offers you more money, then common sense tells you that you have to take that challenge, or you have to look after your family and look after the security by accepting higher offers.
Joe Lumbly, he had to go back, didn't he, to QPR? I mean, how important has he been, and how big of a loss will he be? Or is it not that because now you are in that safety buffer zone of your own?
Well, it's mixed emotions. When I first took the call off Ian Holloway, I was gutted, because I've absolutely loved working with him. He's been a fantastic player for us. His attitude, for me as a goalkeeper, is unbelievable. He hates conceding goals in training. He hates conceding goals in matches. He's always wanting to know how he can get better. And in my opinion, and that's all it is, it's just my opinion, the boy can go as far as he wants, and I really do mean that. He can go as far as he wants because you look at the stature he's got, his presence, and how he goes about the game. We wish him all the best, but hopefully, he can go and get a game in the Championship before the end of the season that sets him up brilliantly for his summer. And no, us knowing that we've played a little part in that, it would be, it gives us enormous amount of pleasure that.
Have you talked to him about or QPR about maybe coming back next season?
Yeah, definitely. I would take him back yesterday for next season. I'd drive down there myself and pick him up, and I'd take him on holiday with me to make sure that he doesn't go anywhere else. That's how much I value him. He's only been here since January, and I think if he'd have been here all season, he would certainly be in the top two for Player of the Year for us. That's the impact that he's had on this. And he was always wanting to try and get double figures, clean sheets, double figures, clean sheets. That's all he talked about every week. And unfortunately, he's missed that opportunity with us, but he's had an enormous effect on the defenders.